Hello everyone. I know I've had a bit of a break, and thank you all for still listening to all the other podcasts I've done. So I'm starting a new chapter in my life now. I'm going on an SIA course, which for people that don't know, it's to get me badge, another one. To be security in Civvy Street. It seems a bit weird that after 12 years working in a Cat B prison, dealing with all kinds of violence and issues, that it doesn't count for shit all when you get in Civvy Street. You've got to do this course and take this badge. Even the people who I've taken the course with have said I'm probably too overqualified to do the course, but I need to do it to get the badge. So I'll have another badge to my name, but this one will be like a civvy badge for dealing with issues and problems in the communities I work in. And I'm not even bothered about doing the doors in pubs and clubs, not because of the not because it might be get a bit naughty and I'll have to scrap with people. I could use my skills hopefully as a negotiator to calm situations down. That's what I've told them, why I want to do it, really, not just so I can officially be there to calm things down. I've had to do it a couple of times while I've been out here, but I'll get paid for it this time. So, that's my plan. I start the course on Monday. It's 11 days. So I'll get it a bit quicker than the ITC you do as a prison officer. But I suppose it's the same kind of situation, except I won't be locking people up and scrapping in cells and stuff like that. And talking people, maybe I will still be talking people down off railings, I don't know. So yeah, that's my plan now. So maybe my next stories will be about situations you get as security guards or door supervisors, as we call them nowadays. Just seems to baffle me that after 12 years doing control and restraint and spear training and baton training and pepper spray training in the service, you've got to retake a badge in Civvy Street to do not as much, really, because obviously we're not going to have batons and pepper spray and cuffs. But yeah, so that's my new plan for the next couple of years. The oldest bouncer in town, eh? What? hopefully my age will help me to calm shit down and stop it getting that far that we have to get involved in hands-on or get the police involved or whatever. I'm hoping to get... my plan is to... My plan is to get on the training side of things, teaching staff, people how to prevent... I can't remember the word I'm looking for now. Old age. Prevent confrontation to calm things down rather than getting there all fucking macho and shit. So, hopefully that works out, I'm quietly confident I'll pass the course because it's just basically, I suppose it's like personal protection, doing this rather than control and restraint. So yeah, hopefully I'll be doing good at that, I'm just going to say now to everyone, thanks everyone who's listened to my waffle, and I just want to thank everybody that's ever worked with me, that's in the prison service and previously And my other job's in young people's care. I'll work with me, put up with my fucking little tantrums and my paddies, and stuck by me and stood up for me. It's quite emotional, really, that people still talk to me and ask me and thank me for the stuff that I did for them when I was actually in the service. And I'm sure, I'm hoping there's a lot of prisoners who think I've done good for them as well, apart from the idiots, but you get them in our walk of life anyway. So thank you, everybody. And big thanks to all my close friends who still keep in touch with me regular. I think more checking on me, really, to see I've not gone loopy again. So, yeah, thanks to all them. And I don't know if she listens, but Maxine, please get better, mate, and please keep in touch, and I hope everything goes well for you. Lucy, Lee Smith and Lars, thank you very much for looking out for me and keeping me entertained. And I hope everything's good for you lot too. So, yeah, that's it, really. I'm getting old a bit now, so some stuff I can't remember, you know. But if it comes back, I'll pop back on here and give you some more, hopefully something to talk about, make you laugh or whatever. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, everybody. And I think my next one might be about something completely different. But I'm going to keep doing it because I enjoy it, and it helps, really, sometimes. It makes me laugh when I remember stuff. So, everybody, and I mean that, who's helped me, stood by me, had me back, everything, thank you very much. And that's all I can say for now. I'm getting a bit emotional now. I just wanted to say that. And listen, everybody, please stay safe and look after each other and look after yourself. Oh, just a reminder, if my brother listens to this, he started a job where he goes into prisons to sort out accommodation for prisoners when they come out. I'll give him some good advice, I think, about staying safe in the prison and remembering to drop that fucking lock. He was worried about his key training, but I've told him it's a piece of piss. It's just to show you that, remind you really, to lock the lock and check the gate before you walk away. But yeah, and good luck to him as well. It's nice to see someone in family is still helping. He's associated with the prison service. So thank you, everybody, and speak to you soon with my next adventures. Thank you. And again, stay safe, everyone. Look after each other and look after yourselves. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye.